Back at it again, Miami Marlins this time. Marlins of Miami, they had a fun season in 2020, 31-29. They were like the Corona team. They were the team that nobody expected to pop off, and they did. They just took advantage of other teams messing up. They probably could have been way better than 31-29. They made the playoffs. They beat the Cubs in the first round. People were saying, World Series Marlins! But they didn't make the World Series. They got knocked out by the Braves in the next round in the NLDS. There was a Corona outbreak at the start of the season. They missed like 14 games. They had like half their team gone. It was their first winning record since 2009? What? And they were the surprise team. No one really expected them to be here. And the offense was actually way better than people were expecting it to be. They had still had a negative 41 run differential, but still, they were scoring runs. That's not something the Marlins usually do. They're making acquisitions. They traded for Starling Marte at the trade deadline from Arizona, and then they like got some. They proved some players proved themselves. Pablo Lopez proved to be a rotation ace. He's now projected to be their number two starter after Sandy Alcantara. He only made one start. Sandy Alcantara did. Because he made like the opening day start for the Marlins against the Phillies. Then I was watching that game actually, and then the next day he has Corona, so he's out, and then he just didn't pitch again the rest of the season. That was kind of random, and so people are expecting a fluke. I'm expecting the same thing too, but off the field, they had a very nice year. Players that you wouldn't really expect made their debuts. Sixto Sanchez made his debut. Their whole team was kind of filled up with guys that wouldn't be in the major leagues usually, but they were able to perform. Like, Sixto Sanchez probably wouldn't be up in 2020, but he was because there's Corona. But off the field, they hire Kim Ang, first female general manager in MLB history. Excuse me. Sorry about that, but that's cool. Women belong in baseball. That's fun. The Giants had Alyssa Nacken, who was one of their coaches. Now there's a general manager, so that's cool. The team, they probably want to re-sign Brian Anderson. He's a free agent after 2021. Brian Anderson's like their third baseman. He can play right field too. He can play first base. He can play all over the place. But he's been one of their best players for a long time. He's been really good since his debut back in 2017, 2016 or so. The team, don't expect them to be a playoff team again. They're not really ready to be a playoff team. They're not all the way there. They definitely have, you can see it, but expect a decent record. Don't expect like 60-102, but expect like, I don't know, 75-87. My predicted record for them is 76-86. I think that they have it. They have something going, but I don't think that they are completely ready to contend. Their prospect, Sixto Sanchez, I have a tough time saying that. I have some stuttering issue. Sixto Sanchez, the X messes me up, and then the Z at the end. And there were plenty of guys that Jazz Chisholm made his debut. JJ Bleday, who's probably not going to make his debut for maybe towards the end of the season, because he was their draft pick in 2019, number one overall. You had guys like Jesus Sanchez, fifth overall prospect, make his debut. This team's hype is as big as it was when they rebranded to the Miami Marlins back in 2012, after being the Florida Marlins for like 25 years. This team, people were expecting this team to win the World Series, and that's a little unrealistic and kind of unnecessary pressure to give on them. But still, it was pretty impressive. You had guys, Logan Forsythe, Justin Schaefer. Okay, have you heard these names before? Daniel Castano, Alex Vezia, Johan Quezada, Mike Morin, Brett Eibner, you probably heard of him before, but he used to be a hitter. He became a reliever, and then he became a reliever for the Marlins. He pitched in 3 games. Jesus Tinoco, not gonna hear of those guys too much, but they still performed. And this team's lineup is really good. Corey Dickerson and Lewis Brinson probably gonna platoon. Lewis Brinson kind of showed up for the first time in a very long time, because he was like their number one prospect for a while. And then he had a better than previous year. The year before he got sent down to the minors. He was a big part of that trade, the Christian Yelich deal back before the 2018 season. And then Starling Marte, Jesus Aguilar, who I really like, he was claimed off waivers somehow from the Rays back in 2019, after the 2019 season. Then Brian Anderson, who's the young stud in the lineup. Then Adam Duvall, who they just signed like a couple days ago he was non-tendered by the Braves after a really good year, and now he's going to be their starting right fielder, or probably could play left. Corey Dickerson could play right. Then Miguel Rojas, he's a speedy guy. He's a nice person. He's a good player. I like Miguel Rojas. He's a shortstop. He's going to probably be hitting sixth or something towards the bottom of the lineup. Then at second base, they don't really have a good second baseman right now, because you have Eson Diaz, but Eson Diaz was not very good. 0 OPS plus, exactly 0. That's the first time I've ever seen that. 182 batting average. So don't expect him to be doing too much, because he's expected to be on the bench. So John Birdie, who was a minor league free agent the Marlins signed to a minor league deal right after the 2018 season. He'd been on the Blue Jays and then signed him to a minor league deal. Now he's your starting second baseman. He had a really good year. He's a fast guy. He's a speedy guy. He can hit the ball. He can run. He can field. And then finally, Jorge Alfaro, who's just an all-around... He's not a great hitter. He's a better fielder, but he's kind of making his way up. He's sort of a late bloomer. He was on the Phillies. They traded him for JT Realmuto. Before the 2019 season. And then the bench, Chad Wallach, backup catcher, not really much to say about him. Eson Diaz, I just talked about him. Lewis Brinson kind of needs to perform to not get released. He's only 26. Then Magnara Sierra is one of my favorite players in all of baseball. He's just an all-around really good player. He's a really good fielder. He doesn't hit that well. He isn't like a power hitter. He had a 91 OPS plus. He was mostly a bench player. He was acquired for Marcelo Zuna before 2018, and then now he's really good. And their rotation, my goodness, my word, that rotation is looking after 2020. Their rotation looks a lot better than it would after 2019, because you have Sandy Alcantara at the top, Pablo Lopez, who had a really good year, Eliezer Hernandez, who had been kind of moving between the rotation and the bullpen for most of the 2018-2019 season. He became a starter, and he had 3.16 ERA. Only 6 starts, though, so that could be something could change. And then Sixto Sanchez, who they also acquired for JT Realmuto. He's going to be their 4th starter, probably. He was really good. He started a couple playoff games. And then Trevor Rogers, their 5th starter. He was not very good, but I think they could probably add some sort of 5th starter help, or at the trade deadline, because they don't really have anything there. You might see Max Meyer, but I doubt it. He's probably up in 2022. And then that's kind of about it for their... Maybe Braxton Garrett, but Braxton Garrett isn't that hyped up. He's kind of overhyped. Their bullpen is very bizarre. Their bullpen is kind of just filled with guys. They don't have a single player that was originally on the team before 2019. You don't have a single player that was even on the team before 2020. That is currently in the bullpen. Anthony Bass, who they signed to, who kind of popped off after coming over from Japan in 2017. He'd been on the Rangers and Astros before and the Padres. Then he goes to Japan, comes back, becomes a lockdown reliever. He's 33 years old. He signed a 2-year deal after having a nice year with the Blue Jays, 2 years, $5 million. He's going to be probably their closer. And then also you have Yimi Garcia, who they signed before 2020. He had a really good year last year. Yimi Garcia, 0.060 ERA, one earned run in 15 innings. And now he's probably going to be a guy that could compete for closer time. They're probably going to have a closer by committee kind of over there, or just maybe bopping back and forth between Anthony Bass and Nimi Garcia. Then a guy that they just signed exactly today, or they traded for today, John Curtis, they traded for him. He's going to be a setup guy probably in the 8th inning or the 7th inning if Nimi Garcia moves to the 8th. Probably that's what's going to happen. So John Curtis had a really good year last year, and now he's projected to be a guy that gets outs for the Marlins in clutch situations. His FIP kind of was a way off from his ERA, so you could probably see that he's not going to be the same great player. He was getting outs in the World Series for them. Then Dylan Flor, who they traded for on Friday from the Dodgers, he's going to probably be their 6th inning or 7th inning guy if John Curtis can't go. So they kind of have a bunch of random guys. Then Richard Blyer, who's a middle reliever, they traded for him right after the Corona outbreak to just get some help in the bullpen. They traded for him from the Orioles. He got outs in key situations. 19 games, 2.63 ERA. He was kind of a nice surprise. And James Hoyt, who they also purchased from, they claimed him from the Indians. Excuse me, I was having trouble right there. He hadn't pitched in a while. He'd been out of baseball for a bit. He's has kind of a weird story. He's been in independent ball for a bit, as in he pitched in one game in 2018. He'd been on the Astros, 8 games in 2019 for the Indians, and 24 games for the Marlins. So he was kind of a one out guy, kind of, because he had 24 games, 14 innings pitched. That's kind of weird, especially as like a normal right-hander reliever. Then Adam Simber, who they claimed off waivers from the Indians as well in 2020 in November, he's going to be getting outs. He's a submarine guy. They have kind of a funky bullpen. Then Ross Detweiler, this is a weird story. He'd been like bouncing around baseball. He'd been in independent baseball. He was kind of done. He's 35 years old. Then he went to the White Sox last year, got outs for them. They released him all of a sudden in the middle of the season for no reason. He became a free agent, and the Marlins signed him to a guaranteed one-year, $850,000 contract. And he's projected to be at the front of their bullpen, maybe getting outs, maybe not, I don't know. He doesn't have any options, so they can't send him down. That's kind of bizarre. And then a Rule 5 pick, Paul Campbell, who's a righty reliever from the Rays. They Rule 5 picked him. He's a long reliever. He could probably get into the rotation, I think. He's not anything great. He's a decent reliever. He could probably be their FanGraphs projects him to be 22 games. I don't think that. He's been kind of he's been starting and relieving most of his career in high A and double A for the Rays since 2016. So they have a weird bullpen, but I hope that it works. It worked last year. And then minor league free agents or non-roster invitees you should know of. Sandy Leone, who you probably know him from his days on the Red Sox. And then also on the Indians last year, he's a non-roster invitee. I think he's going to be one of those guys that can get released and then hook on with somewhere else. Garrett Cooper is in the minors. Lewin Diaz also. Those two guys kind of have fallen out. There were rumors that Garrett Cooper was going to be traded to the Dodgers. And then just scrolling along, you've a bunch of random names. Nassim Nunez, never heard of him. He's in high A. He was drafted in the second round in 2019. Jazz Chisholm, probably not going to be playing in 2021 because he's only 23. Then Eddie Alvarez, non-roster invitee. He became a figure skater, a speed skater for a bit. Then he came to the MLB and then got at-bats for the Marlins last year. He wasn't very good, but still fun story. And Harold Ramirez, who was one of those guys that had to deal with the Corona situation, only played in 3 games because Corona, and then now he's projected to be in AAA, which is kind of unfortunate because I was rooting for him. He was a fun guy to watch. He's short and big and fat, and he's fun to watch play. And then they have a bunch of guys not in roster invitees. Luis Madero, who the Giants had last year, but then he also got Corona. He was the first guy on the Giants to get Corona. And then beyond that, you don't really have much to look forward to. Their prospects that are probably going to be up, Sixto Sanchez already is up. He's projected to be their fourth starter. Maybe J.J. Bleda later in the season. He's an outfielder. Edward Cabrera, righty pitcher. I think he'd probably be a reliever. He's 6'5", 217 pounds. That seems like the proper height to be a relief pitcher. And that's about it for the Marlins. I think this will wrap it up. The Miami Marlins, my predicted record for them, 76-86. Maybe a little bit better than that. They still have, you can get excited about them, but there is limited stuff to get excited about because they're the Miami Marlins and they'll figure out how to trade. They're probably going to end up trading Brian Anderson to make everybody all disappointed. So, Miami Marlins. This is the 15th season preview, so I'm halfway done. That's excellent. And also, yeah, I like the Marlins jerseys. Black jerseys, those things are fun to watch on the field. So this will wrap it up. 16 minutes. Toodles, have a good day. Spring training starts today.